Last year, Hartford had some pretty significant reforms to its charter on the city's ballot.
A lot of it was anywhere from, you know, technical cleanup to mayoral appointments.
That's Matt Ritter, a state representative and former city councilman.
There was salary increases in there for various city officials, and there was some really heavy stuff.
The kind of stuff for which you'd want a lot of input. The problem is that only about 5% of the city's voters actually turned out in November. That's because there wasn't a contested political race in the balance. There was nothing to bring voters to the polls. Ritter says current state law mandates a 15% turnout for charter revision in special elections, but it doesn't do so for regular elections, the theory being that people turn out for the latter. But this time they didn't, and Ritter wants to make it so that the 15% rule applies to all charter revisions in any election.
What it will ensure is that you don't have a situation like we had in Hartford where we had 1,000 people perhaps forever altering the city constitution. And we'll make sure that there's at least a turnout that we all consider to be reasonable and somewhat representative, at least in part, of the city, to make substantial changes.
The bill is now in the legislature's Planning and Development Committee. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.